And if you're going hunting with a rifle, you'd probably better take some
shells.
Would you take shells with a shotgun?
Yeah.
What would you take with a rifle?
Or cartridges.
And you ever see children playing on a thing that was up?
Teeter totter.
And you might bring coal in a what? What kind of
coal? Coal bucket.
There's another one.
Coal pail?
Either one?
Either one.
Would you call it a hod? Coal hod?
No, not that.
Or a scuttle?
Well, I've heard them words. Mm-hmm,
but not, okay, if you don't use them, one, okay. Now, a one-wheel thing that you use to haul stuff around at 2 inches.
A wheelbarrow?
And you might sharpen a scythe on a what?
Whetstone.
And if you want to sharpen an axe, you'd sharpen it on a...
grindstone. That's old time.
Now, if the axle is squeaking, you probably have to do what to it?
Reason.
And after you did that, you might say the axle was very. Well,
it's worn. You mean?
Well, no. I'm thinking. For example.
Eggs.
Well, I'm switching it now. The pan is very what after you take the eggs out. You got to wash it because there's grease all over it. It's very,
You mean there's something burned
on it? It's what? It's
gumped up or messed up.
But just
greasy.
Okay. And before they had electricity for lights, they probably had to use what?
Kerosene lamp.
And inside an automobile tire, before tubeless tires came along, we had a what? An
inner tube.
And the kind of boat that you'd take on a river to fish in, you'd take a what? Not a canoe, probably you'd go fishing in a what?
Rowboat.
If you ask me for my pencil, and I probably would say to you, here is, let's go to something else. That's very difficult. I'm having a hard time. Right, very normally. You'd say, here. I'd say, please give me my papers, and you'd say, okay.
Here you have them.
Okay. Or
here they are.
All right. If you pick up a little baby and jostle him a little bit, his mother might get frightened. And you want her to know that you aren't going to hurt the baby, so you say, you want her to know that you're not going to hurt him, so you say, I'm...
cheering him up.
She's afraid you're going to hurt him, though, and you say,
I ain't going to hurt him.
Okay. Now, if you're having a discussion and you're not quite sure you're right, you might say, I'm right, but you're not quite sure. I'm right.
I'm not positive. If you're not quite sure, I'm not positive.
But
that's what I would say.
Okay.
If I remember correctly, or something like that.
Okay. I think I better turn this tape over. It's right near the end.
He's pleased to find that he felt disposed to joy as well as to melancholy.